We appreciate very much the singing, the good prayer, and the presence of all of you tonight. We're surely thankful that you're here tonight and glad to see you. I did have a request for me to lead a song before I started preaching. And since you wouldn't be able to ever guess what that song is, I'll tell you, it is, let's sing God is So Good. Would you mind standing one more time? And we'll do that. God. Appreciate very much your being here tonight. It's always good to see you, and I thank the elders for this opportunity this evening to speak to you. And I'm certainly enjoying Mike, his good preaching, and his wonderful family. And I'm so thankful that we're blessed to have this good family here with us at O'Neill. The last time I preached, I mentioned to you that I would be preaching in the latter part of 27, the book of Psalms, rather the chapter 27 of Psalms. And I want to note some things here in the very beginning. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Think about it. Here's David. David's doing something. What's he doing? He's asking God to hear him. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. The voice is so wonderful. To be able to lift up our voices. As we were singing the song, God, and about God and all that dwells within heaven above. And he said, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me. Is anybody here that doesn't need mercy? Oh, I know I need it bad. And the psalmist is crying out, as David said, Lord, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead, guide me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fain given up unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So many times in the Bible, you find that expression. Hear me, Lord. In Psalms 119, verse 145, I cried with my whole heart, hear me. O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. In Psalms 119:146, I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. In Psalms 119:149, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. And then in Psalms 30, verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. And in all of these, We see the cry of an individual going up before God in his voice saying, "Oh Lord, hear me." Tonight, I want to think with you for a few minutes with regards to this text. What a tremendous thing it is to be able to pray. You remember many examples in the Bible after Elijah had quieted down these people that had been worshipers of gods and had won the victory. You notice how he speaks to God. "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Did God hear him? Oh, did he hear him? God heard him to the effect that he showed what power he had. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God." What about Hannah? As Hannah is praying, the Bible says she rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh in 1 Samuel 1 verse 9, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto the Lord, and she wept sore. She's crying unto God. She feels so intent in what she's doing. She asked for a son. Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. "No, my Lord," as she was accused of being one that was drunken, she said, "Oh, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Guess what? God heard her. And the Bible says in verse 19 of 1 Samuel 1, "And the Lord remembered her." It's great to be able to cry out, "Hear, O Lord, hear my voice, hear my call, hear my prayer unto you." The early disciples were told. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They all united together and as they prayed, lifted up their voices unto God. Paul and Silas, they both were in prison. What did they do? The Bible tells us in Acts 16 verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Can you imagine being in prison? Can you imagine where these two men who love God so much, even though they're in prison, and they're crying unto God. They're lifting up their praises unto God in song as well as praying unto the Lord. Remember in the first part of Psalms chapter 27, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." I want God to hear me when I pray. Number one, let us learn. We want to make sure that we can pray, that God will hear us when we pray. We want acceptance by Jehovah God. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Yes, we all need to be accepted. In the world, a lot of times we're rejected. We're rejected sometimes by parents, by children, by spouses, by friends, by employers, our co-workers, but even people we meet as we perform our chores in the world. David said, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord cares for me." Even if we are cast away by the world, God will not abandon us unless we abandon Him. He always cares for us. David recognizes God's great love for him. Therefore, David cries out in verse 9 that God has been his help and he will not be abandoned. Notice too in John 9, the Bible says there are some people that God will not hear. I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want a single one in this building to ever have to say, I feel like I can't even talk to my God. In John 9, verse 31, now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. No wonder in Proverbs 28, verse 9, he that turneth away from hearing the law, even his prayers shall be an abomination. Oh, we want to make sure that our prayers are acceptable. And guess what? God wants to help us in our work and prayers before Him. God's help is the most effective and the most needed in our lives. God knows that we need help in this world whenever we're rejected, and we must seek the Lord for that true acceptance. In Acts 10, 34 and 35, it was Peter as he's standing up before the people. The Bible says that Peter opened up his mouth and he said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. That's how you are accepted. When you fear God and you keep his commandments, over in the Old Testament, in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I want to be able to talk to God, don't you? I want to be able to say, hear me, O Lord. Hear me. When I am with my voice, I lift up my voice in my prayer unto God. Yes, surely. You know, Bobby Adams, I think he was the first one here that talked to us and got us to lead. He led the song, Hear Me When I Call. That's song number 215. And look what it's saying. Hear me when I call. That's what David is saying. That's what we all want. We want to be able to call upon our God. And as a result of such, knowing that God hears us, and He will be merciful to us and answer our prayers. Surely it's always good when people ask you to pray for them. I don't know how many times, Mike, you've been asked that. I've been asked so many times too. Somebody has a problem, their heart is heavy, and they come to me or call me on the phone, and they'll ask me, would you please pray for me? Always happy to. Glad to do that. James tells us, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 25, the Bible says that Paul said also, remember me, brethren, pray for me. Surely, every preacher wants you to pray for him as he presents the word of the Lord. In Colossians 4 and verse 3, as you pray also for us, Paul said. But brethren, beloved, tonight, what we're talking about is you. We're talking about us individually. We're expressing our desire for God because you know God knows your voice. God wants to hear you pray because He wants you. I was up in Shelbyville, Tennessee when Harry Alexander passed away. And as I was walking down the aisle in the funeral home, I was talking to different ones. And there was a lady over there who had been working or was a member when I preached over at El Bethel. She heard my voice. And boy, what she said, Sue Bingham was her name. She said, I can't see him. She'd lost her sight. But I know who he is by his voice. I know that's Guy McDaniel. Your voice is so important to God. Yes, ask others to pray for you. Ask others to invoke and ask God to bless them. But God wants to hear from you. Every wife, every husband, every son, every daughter, God wants to hear from you. There's one who will listen to us. That's our God. Sometimes He's the last person that we call upon. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. God loves you. The sermon we had by Mike this morning, to get us closer to be with Jesus. That's what we all want and desire. Cast your care upon Him. Yes, is our problem why we do not pray more? Do we believe God is not listening to us? Notice what the Bible says. Surely God is the one that will listen. And we can cry out to Him. He'll grant us the peace that we need. And no wonder the Bible says in Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Who? You. Ask, seek, and you will find. And knock, and the door will be open to you. How much do you pray? Did God hear your voice in prayer today? You remember Jesus had one who came and prepared His way. His name was John the Baptist. In Matthew 11, verse 11, there hath not one risen that's greater than John the Baptist, Jesus said. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven would be greater than John. What did John say? John 3 and verse 30. You remember how that John the Baptist said of Jesus, He must increase, that's Jesus, and I must decrease. Jesus! Jesus led the way with love, grace, and forgiveness. He responded to temptation with what? With truth. Jesus exhibited self-control. When there's more of God and less of me, we're becoming more like Jesus in the way that we respond to our spouse, to our children, our kids, and to the world around us. You know the Bible says in Acts 4 that the disciples had been with Jesus, and they took note of the fact that they had been with Jesus. Let the world see us as being people that they want to be like. Demonstrate to them that surely the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Surely that's what we want. Be accepted to God. But number two, we need guidance, help from God. No wonder in verse 11 of Psalms 27, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead, guide me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Lord, teach us to pray. Remember when the Bible says Jesus had been praying. Look at it in verse 1 of 11, chapter 11, the book of Luke. It came to pass that as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, one of the disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught His disciples. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, teach us, tell us, show us what You want us to be like. And all you have to do, just turn in the Bible. Look at the Bible. Search the Word of God. Yes, we need guidance. Which of us knows the way to walk so we be kept out of sin and make progress in the way of righteousness? Not a single one of us. Jeremiah 10, verse 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yes, we need guidance to help us with our children, to teach them the right way, to be taught as we are to be. Surely, the psalmist tells us in Psalms 119, 104, and 105, Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word. How much of it do you know? You need to be guided. Surely, as the wise men said in Proverbs 30, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Without God's help, we would all be completely lost. You remember in Romans 5, verses 8 and 9? God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We don't want to fall into mistakes, do we, that we've made before? We don't want to fall into sin, therefore being unacceptable to God. How do we keep ourselves walking right, doing right? We listen to the guidance and we surrender to Him. Lord, somebody said, I'm sorry, please forgive me. How many times have you said that? Forgiveness for maybe a husband or a wife. Forgiveness for the children. Maybe a son or daughter said something maybe hurtful to you. If we forgive, doesn't mean we can't address that hurt, but make sure that our approach to it is right. That we'll not be having a heart of hurt, but in anger and bitterness, but one of love. Yes, truly, we need guidance. Number three, we need protection from God. I don't know about you. Last Wednesday night, I got ready, got out in the car, started the car. My wife wasn't feeling well, and so I was going to leave her. But then when that storm came up, I sat there for a little bit in the car. I said, I can't leave Ann without being here with her. I just can't tonight. I didn't have time to call anybody from the family that would be able to come over. And so I called Tommy and told Tommy, I said, Tommy, I can't leave Ann tonight. I'm just not going to be able to be there tonight. Protection, do we ever need it? Yes, the storm comes up. Do I pray? Yes. Do I pray for myself? Yes. For my family? Yes. For everybody that I know? Yes. Because He's a God that does protect us. Surely, in all of that, when sickness arises, you remember when I'd had a wreck back in 1991? I believe I had to miss a gospel meeting out here at O'Neill. Man, I enjoyed coming out to O'Neill. I always enjoyed those gospel meetings that we'd have together. And I had to be in the hospital. And I guess I had problems with my memory. But anyway, I never will forget, there was a little girl that came up there to me, and she's about the first one, I guess, that I mentioned that I really knew. And I said, you know, I'm feeling better. And you know what one of the deacons had the audacity to say to me? He said, well, you ought to. We've been begging God and pleading with God that He'd spare your life. I guess He's ready to say, well, I'll do it. And my life was spared. Who ever dreamed that I'd come to O'Neill? Work out here for, what, 20 years? How did you put up with me? Friends, thank you. But I want to tell you tonight, God does hear your prayer. Yes, He will answer in keeping with His holy will. Oh, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Lord, protect me. Let me see you through your eyes. Jesus saw the woman at the well, didn't he? John chapter 4. That Jesus saw Zacchaeus up in the tree. Luke 19, 2 through 6. Jesus saw his mother as he hung on the cross. John 19 and verse 26. Sometimes our pace of life, we forget to look as God sees others. It may be a spouse. It may be children, friend. Maybe someone is a friend that is desperately in need to be seen, to be recognized. And God's using you and He's using me to assist that person. Asking God to help us to have His eyes. Surely, tonight as we've looked at this passage, pray for acceptance. Pray for guidance. Pray that God will help you to be protected. And then, in conclusion tonight, wait on the Lord. Listen. In Psalms 27, verse 13, the psalmist said, I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. What confidence he had in God. In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Hebrews 13 and verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Whom shall I fear? Verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. I'm praying, David said. I'm crying with my voice. I'm talking to my God. And then he said, have mercy upon me. Also upon me, an answer. And then we hear him saying, God answered. And when thou saidest, seek ye my face. Seek me where I am, is what David was told. Be where you ought to be, in my family, in the kingdom of God. And then he said, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, thy face will I seek. Tonight, you might not be a Christian. You've never been baptized. You need to be a child of God. You need to hear His Word. As we noticed a while ago in our children's drill class, to hear it, Romans 10, 17. Believe it. John 8, verse 24. Yes, repent. Acts 2, 38. Confess. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Be baptized. 1 Peter 3, 21. Why? Because you want Him to hear you. Because you want to be in His family. And that's how you get in there. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2, verse 47. If you're here tonight and you're a child of God, but you're not ready this evening to meet God because there's sin in your life, others know about it, won't you this evening ask God, as Simon was told by Peter in Acts 8, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God that the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive therein the god of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Guess what Simon said to Peter? He said, pray ye to God that none of these things come upon me. There's power in prayer to God. You pray, me pray, all pray. And we can pray together. And if you need our prayers tonight, won't you come and obey the gospel? And if you're a child of God, and you've wandered away, come home, won't you? While together we stand and while we